咁而家去到議程第四項啦，咁多謝即係規劃處嘅同事喺一個咁短時間嘅通知之下咧，就即係都準備咗一個presentation， 即係俾我哋噶。咁我哋今日係有規劃處嘅Christine 啦，謝建清女士同埋Phoebe 陳婉薇女士咧，就兩位咧就同我哋講解一下，即係最近嗰、那個北角區嘅即係建築物嘅高度限制嘅，咁或者將時間交俾阿 Christine 啦。
多謝主席，多謝咁多位委員。咁其實今日我哋上嚟咧，就係、是、同大家介紹咧北角嘅分區用地大綱圖嘅一啲嘅修訂。我哋喺今年嘅六月八號咧，其實做咗一個即係公布咗呢一張圖嘅修訂。咁其實修訂嘅項目咧都有相當多嘅。咁有一啲係因應發展嘅需要啦，可能有一啲以前嘅申請啦，咁我哋作出嘅修訂。咁但係其中咧有一樣最主要嘅一個項目咧，就係、是建築物高度嘅限制。咁我哋喺整體咧將北角呢一個地區咧係加入咗建築物嘅高度限制。咁今日咧，亦都係趁呢個機會咧，就呢一個主要嘅一個修訂咧，即係建築物高度限制嘅修訂咧，係向委員咧作出一個介紹嘅。咁或者我而家就請我個同事阿 Phoebe 咧，就同大家即係介紹咗我哋一個高度嘅概念。
係。主席、各位委員，今次我哋為大家介紹咧就係北角區嘅建築物高度限制啦。咁頭先專員已經介紹咗咧，我哋已經將呢一個高度限制咧納入咗北角分區計劃大綱圖裏邊，已經刊憲咗噶啦，係已經供公眾諮詢查閱嘅。咁我而家就為大家介紹一下個背景同埋佢嘅概念嘅。咁點解我哋需要納入呢個建築物高度限制呢？我哋係想避免咧一啲與四周維護不協調嘅高層建築物帶嚟負面嘅景觀影響。我哋亦都係想保存呢一個區域嘅山脊線嘅。我哋認為咧有法定效力嘅機制去管制呢個建築物高度係更有效。咁另外咧，我哋希望有更清晰嘅規劃意向去俾公眾去監察啦。另外，我哋亦都係希望能夠滿足公眾嘅訴求，提供一個較肯定性同埋透明度嘅指引嘅。咁呢一個規劃檢討咧，其實我哋之前嗰張大綱圖裏面咧，只有係幾個嘅用途地帶係有高度限制嘅啫。咁呢啲咧就係、是住宅乙類、住宅丙類同埋一個綜合發展區同埋其他用途地帶係有高度限制嘅啫。咁其他嘅地區咧，用途咧，其他嘅用途地帶咧係並冇任何高度限制嘅。咁我哋就住呢啲地區，包括呢一個商業、商住、住宅、政府機構、社區設施同埋其他嘅指定用途地帶咧，就納入適當嘅高度限制嘅。我哋嚟而家睇睇呢個規劃嘅背景。其實喺北角區嚟講咧，我哋可以咧將佢分為八個唔同特色嘅區份嘅。呢一個係東面嘅商業區，呢度包括咗五個商業地帶，亦都係政府寫字樓同埋佢哋嘅設施嘅集中地。形成了一個小型的商業地帶，它們沿海的發展現在的高度呢大約是100個 MPD 以下的，而內陸比較入面英皇道附近的地帶呢的發展呢大約是130-120個 MPD 那麼上下。海濱區，海濱區是主要包括了兩個大型的住宅物業發展，城市花園和和富中心，在這裡它們的高度現在大約是80-90嘅 MPD， 而呢一度嘅海濱區亦都包括咗一個係前北角村嘅發展地盤。咁呢個發展地盤因為係貼近海邊咧，我哋會作出適當嘅處理，避免有互不協調嘅發展嘅。特殊發展區包括一啲綜合發展啦、商住用途、商業發展，同埋曾經以前係綜合重建區嘅維多利中心、海豐園等等。呢度亦都係油街發展地盤包埋喺入邊㗎啦。咁而油街嗰個發展咧，亦都係曾經向貴入委員會諮詢過嘅，喺舊年嘅十一月。 西面的海濱和公園區，這裡是包括了維多利亞公園和銅鑼灣避風塘一帶的發展，因為這裡是面對維多利亞公園這一大片的公眾休憩用地，我們會盡量保持一個廣闊對外的景觀，避免不協調的發展。內陸發展區包括原渣華道和英皇道兩旁的商住發展，一般都是中層高度介乎20至30層的發展，亦都夾雜住一些50、60年代興建的舊式建築物，大約是15層以下的，亦都有一些是最近新的發展，它們是比較高的，大約有40層咁上下的。山腳區是位於天后廟道以北的地帶，主要是在位處於一個較高的地盤上面，它們主要都是一些住宅用途來的。北角的半山區主要是包括一些中低密度的住宅發展，亦都是北角主要的學校區。其他這些綠色的地方呢，都是一些綠化的緩衝地帶、山丘地帶和主要的公園來的，亦都是北角的主要的綠化區。我們現在來看看呢，現時北角區的建築物高度概況。這張圖顯示了呢，我們沿海的地帶呢的建築物呢，大部分都是80至100 MPD 咁上下嘅啫。咁佢哋呢，其實整體而言呢，北角區個樓宇高度呢，可以用漸進梯階式嚟形容，由海旁比較低嘅建築漸漸呢向內陸同埋山腳方面增高嘅。其實而家呢個情況呢，呢、這個梯階式嘅情況呢，其實就反映咗而家嗰個地盤嘅高度，地盤亦都係由海旁向內陸山腳方面依山勢增高嘅。在考慮這個高度概況的時候呢，我們亦都考慮過城市規劃準則裡面一些指引的。那我們呢就會尊重現時中層建築物高度的特色啦，採用漸進梯階式的發展概念，盡量保存從公眾瞭望點遠望山脊線和山峰的景觀。我們希望避免一些大型的建築物，減低視覺的影響。最重要就是我們不會影響發展密度為原則，尊重原有的發展權。我們亦都是就這個高度的建議呢進行了一個初步的空氣通風評估的。評估總括呢，北角區的發展呢是有以下的特色的。他們認為北角區現在的情況呢都非常之密集的，個覆蓋率都非常之高，大部分建築物都有平台，而且樓宇分布很密集，街道亦都很多彎啦，不規則啦。咁而海旁咧，同埋呢一個山半山發展咧，都有一啲牆壁效應嘅情況出現嘅。咁呢啲發展嘅情況咧，使到北角而家嗰個通風嘅效果咧，都唔係咁好嘅嚇。咁另外佢哋咧就identify 咗一啲主要嘅通風道啦，咁喺維多利亞公園附近呢個位置咧，係一個主要嘅通風口嚟嘅，尤其是喺夏天。咁呢度嘅主要風口咧，可以令到咧個風咧係流向呢一個英皇道同埋天后廟道一帶嘅嚇。咁另外咧，佢亦都係喺呢一個電照街同埋文康街呢一度嘅休憩地方，亦都係一個主要嘅通風走廊，使到呢一度嘅海風咧可以通去入邊嘅。評估亦都指出咧，北角呢、這個前北角村呢個地盤呢而家係空置嘅，咁佢哋擁有一個好寬闊嘅臨海地，因此呢個地盤將來嘅發展呢係需要好小心設計同埋規劃，唔好令到呢佢會影響通去內陸地方嘅情況，否則呢風向嘅流量嘅情況呢就會阻擋，咁渣華道呢一帶呢個通風情況呢就會好差㗎啦。咁因此咧，佢哋建議咧，我哋將來做北角村嗰個發展嘅時候咧，係需要進行一個通風空氣評估嘅。 咁就住以上嗰啲論點咧，我哋其實咧就係、是、建議我哋擬議有一個建築物高度嘅構思圖嘅。咁主要其實我哋就採納咗梯階式嘅建築物高度概念啦，同埋反映現時北角區嘅高度概況。沿海嘅地點咧都會同埋通風廊嘅位置咧嘅發展咧都係比較低矮。咁而依山勢咧就會漸漸咧向內陸同埋山腳方面咧升高嘅。咁呢一個咧就係、是、喺文章裏邊我哋。在個文件裏面我們都附予的圖片呢就顯示了北角區的建築物高度限制，黃色的黃色的顏色呢就顯示了 100MPD 比較低的建築物高度限制，這些地方都是沿海啦，是在一些通風口啦的位置的。咁其他的建築物高度限制呢就是漸進梯階式咁樣咧，向內陸同埋山腳增高嘅，由120、130至140 MPD。而家我哋睇下一啲合成照片，呢一張咧就係由紅磡海逸酒店海濱長廊影過嚟嘅。咁上面嗰張圖片咧就顯示咗而家嘅情況啦。下面嗰張圖片咧就顯示咗有呢一個高度限制，有呢個重建潛能嘅建築物將來發展咗嘅情況。咁呢一張圖片咧就係、是、由呢一個樹人大學文康同埋宿舍大樓望落嚟嘅。左邊呢右邊呢一張咧就係、是、東北邊，左邊呢一張就西北邊。東北邊呢度咧就係、是、政府合署呢一個方位啦。呢度咧就係、是、炮台山嘅方向嚟嘅。咁下邊嗰張就係、是、有建築物高度限制嘅情況。呢一張照片咧就係、是、由銅鑼灣影過嚟嘅，咁呢個就係維多利亞公園上面嗰張而家情況，下邊嗰張就係將來發展後嘅情況。諮詢就北角大綱圖，我哋其實已經係刊憲咗噶啦，希望咧各位議員咧俾我哋一啲意見啦。咁其實喺刊憲期間咧，至到8月8號咧，任何受影響嘅人士都可以。將他們的意見書呈交城市規劃委員會的，多謝。
好，咁啊，多謝啊 Christine， 多謝啊 Phoebe， 咁俾咗個咁詳細嘅介紹俾我哋，咁就嗰、那個即係北角區，亦都係即係喺即係共建維港委員會相當關心嘅，因為都係有好多海旁嘅土地啦。咁所以就都係即係放喺今日個議程嗰度，希望大家嘅委員咧就係、是、可以即係俾一啲意見。咁我想睇下即係委員們有冇一啲即係問題或者係意見可以討論。阿 Kim，
啊，多謝主席。有兩個問題想問一問規劃處嘅同事嘅，咁第一樣嘢就係、是、其實你哋做呢、這個高度限制嗰、那個計劃嘅時候咧，有冇做過一個實體模型去量度下嗰個實質嘅嗰個影響係點樣？嚇，呢個第一樣嘢。第二樣嘢就係、是、其實好多時咧就係、是、高度咧就只係一個元素去控制嗰個係環境或者嗰個形體嗰個設計嘅，但係好多時你啲俾咗高度限制，但係屏風嗰個效應你都解決唔到。咁喺呢個咁嘅情況之下，你哋會唔會有個彈性？我係知道就係你有一個係有一個條款係可以有一個所謂叫做係輕微調整呢個 minor relaxation 嗰樣嘢嘅，但係喺地盤大嘅時候咧，兩個 hectare 或者以上嘅地盤咧，你會唔會有一個額外嘅處理，即係話係如果佢可以俾得多更騰空多啲嘅陸地空間出嚟，係俾呢個市民大眾可以享用到嘅，而係高度係可以係有一個係可以穿越呢個山脊線嘅，咁呢樣嘢會唔會考慮到咧？因為你其中一個考慮就係你夠。 上空嘅環境，人就行唔到上去噶啦。但係地入邊嘅空間咧，就係嗰啲人咧就會係真係實際係受惠到嘅。咁呢樣嘢唔知道你會唔會係喺之後再會去考慮下呢個建議。唔該，
好，唔該阿 Kim， 我想睇下有冇其他嘅問題一併過問曬先啊。Yes, Andrew。
Thank you, Chairman. This paper reminds me a lot of the discussion we had regarding the Outong Bay project. And I remember very clearly looking at the size of the towers on the Outong Bay site and seeing how they punctuated the ridgeline. And the comment that we made in regards to that was there was the trade-off, the compromise between the space between towers to provide for adequate ventilation. I mean, it's a compromise. You either go high or you build out, you know, you build width. And the wall effect comes through, you know, a wall, a continuous map of buildings. And whether you have 100 metres high or 150 metres high, ventilation will be impinged by and large by the proximity of each tower next door to each other. And, I mean, that would be my primary concern. Of course, the harbour planning principles would strongly encourage much smaller buildings on the proximity of the waterfront, and we're clearly going for 100 metres MPD here at this, you know, on this particular plan, which is clearly higher than would be ideal within the harbour planning principles and within the guidelines that we've promulgated. I mean, we're probably looking at something half of that height, I guess, if we were to be true to the principles. So the comments really are twofold. It's firstly, you know, certainly the height of buildings on immediate proximity of the waterfront, and then secondly, whether or not we're going to be sacrificing, you know, we're going to be giving up something which is effectively creating more buildings next door to each other for maintaining the ridgeline. I mean, and this is something which we're going to have to decide in certain locations, whether we give up the ridgeline or we give up the wall. It's either a wall or there's a punctuated ridgeline. I see if we're going to get the sort of densities that we want in given areas. I know it's not a specific question. It's a series of sort of thoughts rather than comments.
Thank you, Andrew. Nick?
Chairman, I'll try and steer clear of town planning and try and stick to harbour principles, if you like. But I'm certainly nervous, if you like, or uncomfortable with what I describe as this blanket approach. I think if you're seeking to achieve the objective that's being suggested here, I think you've got to adopt, I know it's a huge task, but I think you've got to adopt a much more site-specific approach to the problem. I have to say, looking at these pictures, that my sense is that in this particular area, the battle is almost lost, if you like, in terms of ridgeline. You've already got a significant number of intrusions. And of course, it depends where you're looking at, you know, from what the vantage point that you're using to look at North Point. I would be much more concerned with looking across at Central and that area. That's where the battles should be fought and won and lost, if you like. My sense is here that in many ways the damage is done. As Andrew said, I mean, I think it's a trade-off. Personally, I prefer to see a smaller number of taller towers than what I see on this slide here. I mean, if you want to play into the camp of the wall brigade, as I call them, and the present people who are getting very agitated about the wall impact, you've only got to show them this, and you know you'd have a rezoning application on every site that you see here. So I mean, I think one has to take this very carefully and very sensitively. I think you know half a dozen further intrusions into the ridgeline, as compared to what we see here, would be far more acceptable, personally. Just going back to the harbour, I'm not sure what we're achieving. I mean, 100 metres is 33 to 35 storeys, just to put it in the context. that's not a medium-sized building to me, that's a tall building. So you talk about it in your presentation about maintaining the medium rise context of the area. We're not in medium rise, I think we're largely in high rise. The other thing that what disturbs me a bit is government seems to think it's outside the height limits, if you like, or it's chosen not to put its sites into the height limit requirements. I mean, I would have thought, in terms of marketing this particular initiative, I mean, government needs to be seen to be equally accountable, if you like. I know it's difficult to envisage, in many circumstances, a government building which will be 100 metres or more, but, you know, it would be good to see everybody being treated in a like manner. So I think overall observation is I would like to see the GIC sites treated in a similar way along the waterfront, and I would prefer to see a height given preference to site coverage.
Thank you, Nick. Any other comments? 或者在答之前我問我的問題先啦，因為就喺呢一張圖嘅即係下半部，咁即係我諗作為嗰個共建維港委員會，我哋當然係非常之關注喺海旁嗰個即係一啲即係地盤啦。咁如果根據翻即係我哋最近通過嗰個海港規劃指引咧，咁其實除咗高度之外咧，我哋都關注嗰個即係建築密度。 咁其實指引亦都寫得好清楚，就話喺個建築密度嗰度咧，就話喺海旁嘅發展地盤咧，其實嗰個密度應該係較低嘅。咁即係我哋都理解啦，即係喺個北角區嗰個作為一個舊區，咁好多嘅即係土地都係已經係受即係嗰個發展商或者係私人嘅物業即係擁有，咁所以。 希望就係話喺一啲海旁未賣出嗰啲土地咧，咁就即係有一個即係更加即係恰當嘅密度管制。咁我而家喺呢一張圖下半部，我就見唔到嗰啲海旁土地嘅即係發展研究啊！即係而家嗰啲橙色、藍色、紅色嗰啲咧，似乎都係發生喺一啲較為內陸嘅地盤。 咁即係比如就係話，即係北角村嘅地盤啦、油街啊，即係呢啲地盤，其實有冇喺呢一張圖嗰度即係顯示咗咧？咁如果冇嘅時候，其實呢啲咁嘅地盤嗰個發展密度係咪即係已經有所決定咧？咁即係呢個係我自己想問嘅問題啦。 咁如果冇其他問題，或者希望即係或者規劃署嘅同事可以一併去同我哋即係講解一下，唔該
，Christine。係多謝大家嘅問題嘅。咁首先咧就我哋呢個高度限制，我哋冇做到實體嘅模型，我哋其實就做咗係即係由好多個角度咧做咗一啲嘅電腦嘅模擬。 咁就因為地區都相當大，咁變咗嚟講咧，我哋做一啲電腦模擬咧，其實大致上咧對於我哋有啲高度限制或者我哋唔限制嘅時候，現在嘅情況，咁我哋其實就都有一個相當嘅理解嘅。咁另外咧就而家呢一個我哋而家整個北角區咧，其實大家都我諗都好熟㗎，因為北角區其實咧就好多地方都已經發展咗。 多數都係一啲即係唔係特別大嘅地盤嚇，一粒粒咁樣嗰啲。咁其實有一啲如果其實而家睇到最大嘅地盤咧，就係北角村嗰個用地。咁其他嘅地方咧，其實都唔係話特別巨型嘅地盤咯。咁喺我哋嗰個而家出咗嘅做一個嗰個通風嘅指引、空氣評估嘅指引裏邊咧。 我哋都係盡量鼓勵咧，其實政府自己嘅項目咧，如果係大過2個公頃咧，其實我哋都係即係會做一個嘅空氣流通嘅評估嘅。咁我亦都係好鼓勵咧，如果係私人嘅發展喺啲大嘅建築嘅時候咧，都係希望可以做一啲咁嘅通風評估，就等咧可以知道咧，其實需要有冇一啲嘅特別嘅設計咧，係需要引入咧，係唔去影響嗰個風。 即係空氣流通嘅情況嘅，咁有位有委員提出啦，其實。 嗰、那個即係一啲大嘅地盤，咁佢可能起得好大嚿啦。咁會唔會有一啲嘅特別嘅處理咧？咁除咗頭先我講嗰、那個空氣流通評估嘅一個指引之外咧，其實現時我哋亦都有除咗流通高度限制，我哋都有一個輕微放寬嘅一個機制申請機制嘅，即係話咧，如果係喺嗰個你有一個發展，你希望咧稍微係輕微申請輕微放寬，即係超越咗現時嘅高度限制咧，可以向城規會提出申請。咁我覺得就呢啲情況就要真係要個別考慮啦。
咁係咪話一定哦？咁如果係咁嘅超越三人士啊得或者唔得咧？咁我諗都係好睇嗰個申請個理據啦，佢坐落嘅地點啦，各樣嘅情況嘅。咁但係現時咧，我哋係有呢一個嘅機制喺呢一個修訂裏邊。咁至於我哋其實話喺呢一個高度限制同埋整體嗰、那個即係話我哋想唔好太高嘅建築物啦。咁但係同時間啲建築物唔夠高，可能就肥啦、打橫啦，咁呢個嗰、那個即係我哋究竟想要乜嘢咧？咁其實我都覺得呢個係好難嘅一個平衡嚟㗎。咁正正咧，我哋做呢個高度限制嘅時咧，其實都考慮過，即係我哋其實係應該點樣咧？咁其實而家我哋嘅建議咧，其實都係一個即係一個我哋覺得係合適嘅一個平衡啦。因為始終咧喺海旁咧，去到100米，如果你即係我自己都覺得一啲都係唔係一個低矮嘅情況嚟嘅。其實我哋喺海旁咧，都係希望咧，儘量都係唔喺個好咁高。但是呢其實睇翻海旁咧，已經好多地咧，就係、是、一啲係私人嘅發展。咁如果係嗰、那個高度係太低矮嘅時候咧，可能喺起出嚟，可能影響嗰個發展嘅潛力啦，或者係嗰、那個高嗰、那個即係嗰個覆蓋率咧，亦都係好勁嘅。咁變咗嚟講咧，係會唔會有另外一種反效果咧？咁喺度考慮咗之後咧，我哋覺得咧就可能都係現時我哋嘅建議，即係由100開始梯級式咁樣上咧。大概嗰個級別係20米一級度啦，咁都係一個即係適當嘅平衡咯。咁至於有一啲嘅海旁用地，我哋其實咧就北角村同埋油街啊，都冇嚇。北角村同油街咧喺我哋呢個合成圖片裏邊咧，我哋就冇顯示佢出嚟嘅。咁其實油街咧早前係諮詢過委員會啦，咁其實佢嗰個建築物高度咧，其實都同我哋今次建議嘅都係。睇嗰個會商有一個配合嘅，佢喺一個地盤裏面咧，其實都係建議本身有一個梯級式嘅，都係100同埋120。咁據我理解咧，而家呢一個建議咧，我哋仍然都係即係維持嘅。咁不過咧，嗰、那個規劃大綱咧，仲要係再要去最後咧，都城規會嘅接納啦。咁而嗰、那個發展密度咧，其實咧都係比一般嚟講即係如果係。平時我哋一啲住宅發展項目咧，就8-10啦。如果係商業項目15咧，都係稍為係低一啲嘅。咁佢其實嗰、那個住宅嗰個咧就係6，咁而係嗰、那個唔係商住嗰個咧2.6。咁變咗嚟講咧，係整體嚟講嗰個發展密度，這個仲係一個係 net site 嘅，即係話佢減咗嗰啲休憩用地之後計出嚟嗰一個嘅地積比。咁比起周圍嗰、那個商住嘅發展咧，喺西啲講啊，講緊一啲即係新嘅發展咧，佢已經係稍微調低咗啲嘅。咁變咗喺油街方面咧，其實即係政府都係即係好留意到咧，喺海邊嘅建築物咧係同即係內陸嘅咧可能有。一啲嘅地方咧，需要特別留意嘅，包括係預留一啲嘅休憩用地啊，稍低嘅建築密度啊，稍低嘅一啲嘅高度限制咁。咁至於北角村嘅地盤咧，其實喺呢度，因為我哋咧係做緊一個嘅整體嘅檢討，咁我哋喺呢個合成圖片裏邊咧，亦都係未有顯示出嚟嘅。咁雖然而家咧喺嗰個大綱圖咧，我哋就係劃咗做住宅甲類嘅，咁但係咧我哋係對呢個區咧就落咗個高度限制100。咁其實呢個100咧，其實同周圍環境咧都係一個即係相配合嘅一個高度嚟嘅。咁但係整體嚟講咧，呢一個區嘅個整體嘅發展咧，我哋係做緊一個研究一個檢討。咁我相信咧我哋喺個檢討嘅過程咧，其實一定都會係符合翻嗰個海港發展嗰個原則啦。即係話咧，可能係喺嗰個海濱長廊啊、休憩用地啊、建築密度啊方面咧，其實都會係小心去處理嘅。咁就 應該係我哋相信咧，係一定係會有一個出嚟嘅結果咧，係應該係要符合翻嗰個海港個規劃原則。咁但係呢一個嘅檢討咧，係暫時係未完成，咁變咗咧，我哋現在嗰、那個整體嗰個高度限制就同附近咧做一個配合，咁樣係嘅形式咧係喺個規劃圖度顯示出嚟嘅。咁我諗我個回應係對。
好，唔該曬。咁委員有冇其他嘅？跟進問題。Yes, Nick.
Chairman, could I just have an answer to my question why the GIC sites have been excluded?
Yes.
But also, I see that the CDA sites to the west, just at the end of the Island Eastern Corridor, have not been included. And I just wondered why those CDA sites have not been included in the 100 meter limit.
Okay, 好. That's the... One question not answered, and another is a follow-up question. 仲有冇其他問題？Kim，
多謝主席。仲有一個仔細啲嘅問題咧，就我想問問朱員咧，就其實你做完呢個係嗰個通風評估之後咧，你哋會唔會做一個詳細啲嘅？會唔會有一個係一個通風廊啊，或者有叫？就係有重建嘅時候要佢某個方向要 set back 幾多，或者係要個座位要點擺法啊，令到嗰個通風系統會更加暢順嘅嚇。多謝先。
好，唔該。其他問題？好，咁或者
唔好意思漏咗啊，委員嘅問題。其實嗰、那個GIC 咧。嘅地盤咧，我哋都有高度限制嘅。不過咧，因為那個高度咧個變化好大，所以我哋咧其實就冇喺我哋嗰個整體嗰個概念圖度咧係冇逐一向大家介紹嘅。我哋其實係咪有寫呢一個？其實我哋嗰、那個我哋個 GIC 咧，其實主要嗰個高度限制咧，就會係盡量係。反映現時的建築物高度嘅，咁變咗咧，係嗰個高限咧，可能係有啲係講緊幾層嘅啫，有啲咧係可能係譬如我哋現在呢、這、一個建築物咁啦，佢本身，而家我哋睇到呢一個圖咧，上邊咧藍色嗰啲其實就唔係藍色，藍色係樓面，所有藍色係裝飾，唔係呢啲應該係。而家所有藍色嗰啲其實就係一啲 GIC 嘅用地嚟嘅，咁變咗咧，雖然全部係藍色，但係佢唔同嘅高度限制嘅，有啲咧，好似我講，有啲係低矮一啲，咁或者我一陣間請阿 Phoebe 介紹一下大概嗰個分類有幾多類啦。咁就主要都係希望咧可以作為一個點樣咧，就係、是、希望作為一個即係一個分隔啊，即係話現時可能係一啲幾層高嘅建築物，可能係一啲學校嚟嘅，咁我哋咧就盡量限制到佢喺現在嘅高度，或者普通一啲學校需要嘅高度，可能係八層啊咁樣。咁咧，我哋唔希望咧佢有啲即係一個即係去到佢隔離，可能隔離附近咧係已經係100或者102米，我哋唔希望去到咁嘅。咁因為咧，其實 GIC 嘅作用咧，除咗一個用途地帶咧，喺個高限裏面咧，其實都可以作為一啲嘅空間咧，係可以有喺個高度嘅裏面咧，其實中間有啲變化，亦都係中間有啲空間，咁變咗咧係令到我哋可以有一啲嘅。嘅一啲 breathing space， 我哋叫啲透氣嘅地方咁樣。咁啊，即係阿 Phoebe 可以同我介紹一下嗰個幾多種類嘅。
其實喺我哋 GIC 嗰、那個。
Chairman， I think we just restrict it to those along the waterfront。
係 ，yes。
喺海旁嘅政府設施咧，其實咧主要係喺我哋而家坐落緊嘅不過政府合署啦，不過政府合署而家嘅高度係97嘅 MPD 嘅本身，咁其實佢都係限制於係100 MPD。咁隔離嘅警署啦，同埋消防局咧，佢哋係保持翻隔離嗰個消防局同埋呢一個隔離呢個警署同埋消防局咧，係保持翻而家現有嘅高度，呢個係65嘅 MPD， 45嘅 MPD。咁而呢一個咧就係啱啱起好嘅 ICAC building 咧，就係我哋限制佢係100 MPD 嘅。咁呢個係一個碼頭裏邊停泊車嘅地方咧，係應該係一層嘅。如果冇記錯，呢度就係北角村裏邊一個。巴士站是一层的吓，咁呢一度，我睇先。
学校显理中学。
學校嗰啲發展咧，主要其實係八層嘅嚇。咁就一路掃過嚟呢一邊咧，主要其實如果喺東區走廊下低嗰啲咧，就係、是、有東區走廊嗰個高度作為一個準則嘅。咁而入邊嗰個地盤嗰個範圍嘅高度咧，應該係六層嘅。咁其實沿海嘅政府設施嘅高度限制，主要都係反映翻而家嗰個情況。
好，唔該。
咁好啦 ，CDA。
答埋其他啲問題先，佢未答完啊。
咁另外 CDA 咧，因為佢本身咧係落咗一個高度限制嘅，即本身我哋未改圖之前咧，佢已經有一個高度限制，咁所以我哋今日咧就即我哋今次改動咧，我哋就冇再改佢噶啦。不過咧，我哋都其實高度限制咧都係165 MPD， 咁但係就油街個地盤咧，其實喺嗰個規劃大綱裏邊咧，其實就自動咧就將嗰個高度限制已經減低為100同埋120嗰個 MPD， 咁即係話咧，其實喺因為佢已經有咗高度限制，我哋就冇再去再去改動咁解啫嚇。咁至於有委員問咧，其實會唔會係我哋再有啲詳細嗰啲咩通風廊啊嗰啲咁嘅詳細嘅一啲嘅要求咁樣咧？咁其實咧就我哋頭先講咗，我哋喺做呢一個嘅空氣流通評估嘅時候咧，整個地區嗰個通風廊嚟講，我哋都大致上揾咗出嚟嘅，即係話喺維園嗰邊啲風吹入嚟啦，或者喺嗰、那個北角碼頭即係渡輪嗰個碼頭嗰邊。咁另外就係主要嘅街道英雄道同埋天后廟道嚇、都係會係一啲嘅即係吹風嘅一啲 wind corridor 嚟嘅吹風廊嚟嘅。咁但係如果個別嘅地盤咧，其實將來咧其實北角村咧嗰、那個空氣評估嗰、那個我哋做嗰個研究啦，同埋我哋將來因為呢個地盤都相當大嘅，咁根據我哋指引咧，我哋都會就一啲呢啲咁嘅地盤咧，我哋都會做翻一啲空氣流通嘅評估，咁變咗咧可以揾到一啲特別嘅一啲嘅設計上嘅要求或者限制咧，可以喺即係將來呢個地盤出發展嘅時候咧，係加埋落去，咁係盡量咧就係減低嗰、那個影響空氣流通嗰個情況嘅。
好，唔該。其他的KY 是不是有嘢講？
想跟進高度限制嗰度講，我應該係咪 GIS 我揾唔到師傅，或者我記錯，即係揾唔到個位置，就係我諗都係要睇睇一啲將來可能會改變用途或者可能會有機會發展嘅地盤，多過係而家已經賣咗發展咗嘅地盤啦。咁就如果喺海旁啦，雖然唔係正正喺海旁咧，就我記得最大嗰塊嚟講，除咗係以前北角村咁嗰度送咗住宅啦，唔好講啦，就係水務處同埋嗰個污水處理廠，咁唔知嗰度而家冇水有冇高度限制，因為嗰度可能會係如果水務處嗰個廠喺英皇道635隔離嗰度，如果係起過嘅話咧，可能都可以好高
喎。水務處喺邊？即係廉政處後廉政公署後邊。
水務處就應該係一層嘅。那個是應該是污水處理廠是一層，咁水務大樓咧其實是鬆做 commercial 嘅，咁佢個高度限制咧就係跟咗而家 commercial 嗰個高度限制係130。
OK， 好啊，咁唔知委員有冇其他問題？咁點解今日會攞呢個agenda 出嚟講咧？咁其實就即係我哋都睇翻我哋自己小組委員會嘅工作。咁其實我哋小組委員會其中一個工作就係話整體嗰、那個即係海港規劃即係檢討，即係成個 Harbour Plan Review。咁我哋亦都係有一個即係即係整體嘅計劃咧。即係雖然唔係話係一任能夠做得曬，咁但係即係其實我哋睇翻成個整體海港規劃咧。咁除咗啟德啊，即係中環啊，即係灣仔啊之外咧，咁其實我已經進行到去紅磡嗰度咧，係去做緊一個即係海港規劃嘅城市設計研究。咁我哋都發現就係話好多時喺一啲即係過去嘅規劃咧，未必有兼顧到即係今日即係近一兩年咁對於海港嗰、那個城市設計嘅一啲要求，比如話係話一啲海港規劃原則啊、海港規劃指引啊，咁都係喺近一年兩年度咧先至係出現。咁所以我哋喺 即係，但係我哋係同時間競賽嘅，因為即係政府係即係佢會隨時將一啲土地咧就去賣咗，賣咗之後咧，咁你就即係變咗你講咩嘢咧都好似阻住地球轉咁樣。咁反為就係話喺個土地未賣出之前咧，即係比如而家紅磡佢哋有啲 CDA 嘅地嚇，咁、都係做進行緊一啲嘅即係研究，咁睇睇翻嗰個高度啊、密度啊咁樣。咁咁正正就係話喺其他地區咧，即係共建維港委員會將來日後咧都係會關注嘅，即係比如香港嘅西區啊、香港嘅東區，包括呢個北角，咁其實都係會去做一啲咁嘅即係研究。咁但係有時我哋未必係話等待到嗰個研究進行咧，即係嗰、那個即係一啲發展項目或者一啲規劃咧，佢自己係會即係。未必可以配合到個時間表，咁所以就係話唯有就係話，我哋見到乜嘢嘢咧，就即係帶上呢個會去討論，咁希望就係話喺個委員咧係可以即係盡速咧可以有一啲意見嘅表達，嚇、啊，咁就即係其實目的都係為咗呢一樣嘢，咁我相信即係委員啊，同埋即係啲即係政府嘅同事都應該明白嚇，即係我哋嗰個用心喺邊一度，係 K Y，
先你講到同時間競賽啦，咁我諗即係。希望當然政府明白委員的用心，但事實上我又不會覺得委員會和政府很多時候都是說對立的。事實上，譬如說同時間競賽來說，可能競賽的是一些發展商，是一些市區的重建、舊區的重建，譬如最近來說，雖然不是在海旁，在跑馬地，大概兩個禮拜之前，喺同呢間房嚟講咧，就見到跑馬地，我哋好多中產人士走上嚟俾 presentation， 就係跑馬地嘅高某啲地方高度限制，咁就我諗嗰樣嘢都係要做嘅啦，就未必一定係政府或者係 GIC 西，咁但係無論如何嚟講咧，成個北角區我睇完之後咧，喺海旁嚟講咧，當然係最大嗰塊未起嗰塊咧，就係、是、前北角村呢塊土地。咁呢塊土地嚟講咧，當然就我理解，而家業權仲係傾緊啦，就同房委會之間，但係而家係鬆咗做甲類住宅用地嘅。咁就我諗，如果係無論佢係鬆甲類住宅用地又好，或者如果將來房屋檢問式係即係鬆做呢、這個 CDA 都好啦嚇，點都好啦。我想有一個要求就係呢塊咁大塊土地喺正海邊。將來的規劃如何嚟講咧？喺落實之前咧，就一定要係諮詢共建維港委員會。咁我想呢樣嘢記錄在案，亦都希望將來界可以即係無論政府或者係來界嘅 HC 都可以跟進。
好，咁啊非常之好嘅提議啊！咁我哋都會嚇將呢個係大家都同意嘅一個嚇即係決定啦。好，咁啊有冇其他問題？Nick。
Chairman, I wonder, although I suppose strictly speaking, whatever we've said today ought to be endorsed by HEC, I wonder whether the views we've expressed today could be reflected to the Town Planning Board through the Secretariat.
Yes.
I think that's important.
Yes.
I mean, they can be qualified in the sense that it's only from a committee, if you like, not from the HEC at large. But I mean, just one general observation. I mean, there seems to be a fixation about height at the moment. But height is not, it's only a symptom, it's not the cause.It's development density that's causing all these issues, and I mean, this is not perhaps a debate for within this room, but I mean, it's density that's driving or causing the frictions, if you like, going forward. And just to focus on height, I don't think is getting to the root of the problem.
Thank you， 多謝阿 Nick 嗰個提議啦。咁我相信即係依個而家正在喺嗰、那個即係都係喺個諮詢階段啦，即係呢一張圖。咁今日嘅會議嘅即係大家講過嘅一啲意見，我希望都可以係作為即係共建維港委員會即係海港計劃小組委員會嘅意見，係去俾即係呢一個城規會嚇。咁呢個我相信我哋過去係有咁嘅前科去做呢一樣嘢嚇。咁我希望即係話秘書處可以幫手，即係將今日我哋嗰個意見係即係作為。即係嗰個你個收集公眾意見嘅其中一個部分，好，咁委員仲有冇其他嘅意見關於呢一個議程？咁如果冇就即係多謝阿 Christine， 多謝啊 ，Yes Andrew，wait a moment。
Sorry Chairman， in an interrelated comment， and this comment really is about the tools you need to make decisions on things or make appropriate comments。I think ventilation studies are are good in that they give you an indication of wind speeds and wind directions, etc. But in terms of taking a view on whether they're adequate or not, you really need good information. What we're trying to do is flush away pollutants from effectively roadside. You know, good ventilation is about fresh air, and the presence or the absence of fresh air can be measured and monitored. And EPD, of course, does roadside monitoring at a number of stations around Hong Kong. Doesn't do it on every roadside and every location, but in such a built-up area as North Point, we have such a propensity of slot canyons in pretty much every direction. You've got all sorts of opportunities for building up of high concentration of pollutions along these areas. And I mean, at the moment, I don't feel well enough advised to really make a comment of whether the ventilation is inadequate or inadequate, or take a view on whether adding density is going to be adverse or not. I think access to information is key. And one of the key things we need to understand better is the existing levels of pollution at the roadside there, the existing amount of pollutants that are trapped in these kind of areas, to let people have a better view on what appropriately needs to be done. I mean, only then will we start to have an informed debate. And I think it's about creating an informed debate rather than talking in generalities about, you know, as Nick's quite rightly pointed out, you know, a height of a building. That may well, you know, it may well say something about protecting a ridgeline, but it doesn't say much about giving you good air quality at road level. Thank you.
多謝 Nick 嘅意見啦。咁我相信即係其實大家都喺會議咁耐，都對於嗰個即係城市規劃，大家都其實明白，唔係淨係話高度啊、吹風啊，即係呢啲嘢都好難以個別去 isolate 去睇嘅。 咁我相信即係其實我哋都係希望有一個成個 integrated approach， 即係個整體嘅城市設計去睇。咁 that's why 即係我哋一路推就係話做模型啊、做城市設計研究啊，即係呢啲嘢就將所有嘅嘢咧係一併過去睇，即係好實在係好難以個別議題去即係決定咗嗰個即係城市嘅形象係如何。 咁我咁今日多謝阿 Christine 同埋阿 Phoebe 嗰個即係喺度同我哋咁詳細嘅介紹啦。